TGI Friday's endless appetizers promotion has been gobbled up by the media. It inspired an analysis of which snack to choose from the numbers guru Nate Silver and a top 10 list on David Letterman's Late Show.
Number two, what wine goes with 1,000 mozzarella sticks?
The promotion also prompted the website Gawker to test the all-you-can-eat promise. The result is not so pretty. Producer Zach Nugent got the full story from Gawker's Katie Weaver, who chronicled her 14-hour search for the end of TGI Friday's endless appetizers.
So before your journey started to the TGI Fridays, your editor gave you some guidelines and an incentive. Can you tell us about those?
Yes. So the original plan was just for me to go, and I said, how long do I have to stay to make it, you know, worthy of a post? And we thought that 6 hours was probably the minimum, that it might be at least kind of interesting to read about. And the hours of this particular TGI Fridays were 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. And he said, if you stay until 1 a.m., I will give you a week off. And I said, okay, well, I'm definitely getting the week off.
So you get to TGI Fridays. Did you decide before you got there that you were going to choose the mozzarella sticks, or was that a decision you made after you had looked at the menu?
I decided before I got there, number one, because I was thinking about the headline that we were going to put with the article, and I thought mozzarella sticks are just a funnier concept than, like, potato skins. There might be some people who don't know exactly what potato skins are. Boneless buffalo wings is really long to write. And I also did not know that the mozzarella sticks were going to be very large, about twice the size of a normal mozzarella stick, and I did not know how they would taste. They tasted in a way that I would say is unlike any mozzarella stick I have ever eaten in my life, and certainly unlike any I hope to eat ever again.
So when you got to the restaurant, did you let the staff there know that you were going to be there for the long haul, or were you kind of going to let them find out on their own?
I was very upfront about it because I thought there's no way to kind of discreetly hang out in the TGI Fridays for 14 hours ordering unlimited food. So as soon as I sat down, I said to my waitress, I like laid it all out. I told her about the vacation days on the line. I said, I'm going to tip very well no matter what happens. So I'm your least important table.
And what was their reaction to that?
She thought it was funny. She thought it was a little crazy. But she also said that for 5 days vacation, she would do it. She thought she could do it. I think a lot of people probably could do it for a week vacation.
Yeah, that's a pretty good price.
Do you think you could do it?
I think so. I mean, you didn't make the mozzarella sticks sound that appetizing.
I couldn't have eaten like 100 mozzarella sticks for a week vacation.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. It wasn't really about how many you could eat. Like, you were kind of paced yourself. So what was your mindset about that?
Yeah, well, I decided when my editor put the vacation time on the line that that was going to be my focus, just staying there late. It wasn't like a sprint. It was a marathon. So I wanted to eat enough that it was still kind of like, oh, wow, she ate a lot of mozzarella sticks. But I wasn't worried about, like, breaking a world record or, you know, killing myself doing it. So I ended up ordering 7 orders, and there are 6 sticks in an order, so that's 42. And of those 42, I ate 32. Like, on every plate, there would maybe be one I wouldn't eat because it would take me so long to get them down because they tasted so bad that by the time I got to, like, the last one, it would just be kind of cold and congealed. And it's like, you know what? I have unlimited mozzarella sticks. I'm not going to force this down. I'll just get a new plate.
How did you feel health-wise afterwards?
I would say that I am a very unhealthy eater in general. And I also, I think, got this assignment because I'm kind of known in the office for eating really poorly. And I do a lot of food-related dares. Like, I ate, it felt like 3 pounds of basically chicken nuggets one day. So someone would pay for my chicken nuggets the next time we got them. And I, you know, that worked out for me. So I feel like in general, I'm a very unhealthy eater. So it didn't feel super different from my real life. I definitely could picture the cheese kind of clogging my arteries as I ate it. But I didn't feel incredibly sick. I felt, you know, a little sick, as you probably would if you had eaten nothing but 32 mozzarella sticks all day. I didn't have breakfast that day. And I did throw up a little bit when I got home. But I was really thinking, like, when I started, that it could be very bad, that I could be sick the whole time. And that, thankfully, wasn't the case.
So how do you feel about mozzarella sticks in your future?
You know what? I could have eaten them the next day because these did not taste like mozzarella sticks. I would never eat them from a TGI Fridays again if I could avoid it. But I'm totally fine eating them anywhere else. Red Lobster has great mozzarella sticks. If they offered this promotion, I would probably go back and get mozzarella sticks there. Not a problem.
Okay, I guess the final question is, was it worth it for the week off?
Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah, I would do it again in a heartbeat for sure.
Well, Katie Weaver, enjoy your hard-earned vacation, and thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Producer Zach Nugent there with Katie Weaver, proving how far someone will go for a week-long getaway.